Good afternoon, everyone. Like Anthony said, my name's Chelsea Hopkins, and I started the Greener Side in 2012 with my husband. But 2 years prior to that, we started our first dispensary, which unfortunately ended in a messy breakup and an unfortunate full closure of the business. But I learned a lot with that first dispensary. It was in Southern Oregon in 2010, and it took me about a month to realize that Oregon had a huge uphill battle with its cannabis policies. Thank you. But I came in, I think I was like 21 years old when I started, and I was ready to take it on. And like Alex and Anthony mentioned this morning, Oregon is very open to good people coming in and help us reform our laws. And my biggest piece of advice for you, if you're just coming in or if you've been in for a while, is to come and listen and take a deep breath, because it's so overwhelming, not only coming out of an industry that has been faux pas and in a black market into this regulated arena and just being open about what we're doing, but the law on Monday is going to be different than the next Friday, and then, you know, the next Monday we have a whole new set of rules. I was talking to one of my attorneys, Cassie Peters, who, if you haven't met her, she's in the audience right here. She's in Eugene, and she's fabulous. I was sitting with her, and she goes, yeah, I thought that after this legislative session, we were going to have some clarity on what the rules were going to be, but that really hasn't happened. So, you know, it is really overwhelming, but if you get involved in this and you come and you listen to what other people are dealing with, and you go to your city council meetings and you listen to what your city's concerned about, and you go to, you know, the League of Cities in Oregon and listen to what the fears are, what the problems are, that's where we're going to gain the answers to how we can fix it. And I had the pleasure of sitting with about a dozen of some of the longest activists here in Oregon and some of my heroes and my mentors yesterday, and we sat down and wrote down, I think, like 21 different things that we want to see changed in the next legislative session. And we picked four main ones that we can all agree on to move forward. And I think it's those little steps that we can make, little changes at a time, together. You know, it's all about moving this industry forward together. And not necessarily trying to create policies that are really good for you and your business, but look at everybody and what would work best for this industry as a whole. And don't forget about the patients, and don't forget about the growers. And that's how we're going to create the best cannabis laws in the nation. And Oregon has already done a fantastic job. I mean, we have the best cannabis laws in the nation, and I'm so honored and blessed to be a part of that, and to have all of you guys here to be a part of it as well. So it's been Oregon. What did Brent Kenyon say? Oregon is a leader. We are leading the nation with cannabis reform, and that's an amazing thing to be a part of. So the last 5 years have been very up and down. I almost feel like a cartoon character where you're running really fast and then like a frying pan comes out and smashes you and you completely halt and then you get back up again and you do it again. And so I've been trying to think, like, what has really helped me succeed through this and have a successful business and be where I'm at today? And I think it has been my involvement in the movement. And I'm really happy to hear that Lee and both Przonski mentioned that the industry that we've created is the next step and a portal to end Canna bigotry. It's been the movement and the patients' rights and civil rights that have gotten us this amazing industry that we can now profit on. And I don't want us to forget that there's still struggle out there and there's still a movement that we need to continue to go forward. And as we legalize cannabis across the nation, there's a lot of bad policies that come out of that as well. For instance, in Oregon, there's all of the eastern states that have banned it. So in Oregon, we don't even have full legalization throughout the state. And so we need to continue to fight for full legalization of cannabis. And a huge way we can do that together is to be involved in our local community, both socially and politically. We need to be active at meetings. We need to be active in, for instance, the Greener Side is a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We recently had Joseph Spinn invited to be a part of the Rotary Club. We donate to the retired and disabled officers of America. Every year we host a golf tournament that benefits the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Portland. And somebody had mentioned earlier that Lisa mentioned that she's having a hard time finding organizations to publicly accept money from her or donations from her, and they don't want to work with us. And so I think the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Portland has been very open to accept money from us, and they're a really good organization to work with. Here locally in Eugene, we have Women Leaders in Cannabis that has gotten a few different organizations to openly work with us as well. But other things we can do is start, like Lee was saying, you know, we can start our own events and raise our own money for, you know, do our own events. We can be creative, figure out how to get these people to work with us. Going to Rotary meetings, going to the Chamber of Commerce mixers, those types of events, you meet people in the community who are totally unaware of the cannabis industry. And you can meet with them once a week and really start showing them that you're a professional, that you're legitimate, that we are here to help, and we're here to make the city a better place. And working with your local communities and really getting involved in that is how we're going to change their perception of us. Right now we're working on trying to get the school board to shift their opinion of us. And in the past we've actually donated to a school, but they wouldn't take money from us, so we had to do it through our attorney, actually. And I don't have a problem with that, because even though I didn't get the recognition for it, that person that is running that school knows where that money came from, and she knows that our money bought her kids their school books. And so when she has that conversation with people, you know, she knows where it came from, and I think that that's going to change people's minds. So really, I think being involved and being a conscious business has really saved us from going out of business, because people want to see us in this community, and we try to work together with people, and we try to listen and not just tell you how we feel. You know, we want to hear about what problems you're going through and help be the solution to that and help this industry grow. This last weekend, my husband and I flew down to Hollywood for his grandmother's funeral, or her memorial. It was more of a celebration of what she has done. She was a screenplay writer, and she was alive for all of Hollywood's movies, basically alive for the whole movie industry. She saw it from the beginning until her death. And we listened to all these amazing stories that people had about her and how she changed the way that they saw either the way that they researched their movies and their films, the way that they acted. She just had such this huge impact on people. And at the end, Joe's sister came up to us and said, you know, we are that of the cannabis industry. You know, it's brand new right now, and there's people that have been here for 20 years, you know, and you guys have seen it come to this point, but right now it's a brand new industry, and everybody in this room is here for the very beginning, and we're gonna see this industry grow and flourish, you know, and we're gonna have an impact on that. What do you wanna see it grow into? What ideas do you want to bring to the table, and what legacy do you want to leave behind? Because everybody here in the audience, you're leaving your legacy. So let's make it a good one. Thank you.